The traditional 9-to-5 office model that has dominated working life since the Industrial Revolution is facing a profound reckoning. This industrial-era approach appears increasingly outdated in our digital age, where 87% of employees desire flexibility, but only 15% of job listings offer it. We're witnessing a fundamental disconnect between what workers want and what organizations provide. What if we could reimagine work in a way that benefits everyone involved? What if the future of work isn't about where we go, but what we accomplish? Flexibility isn't just a perk. It's becoming essential to how modern organizations operate, compete for talent, and fulfill their missions in a rapidly changing world. Workplace flexibility encompasses far more than remote work. It represents a fundamental shift in control from employers to employees regarding when, where, and how work happens. This three-dimensional approach includes time flexibility, when work is done, location flexibility, where it's performed, and method flexibility, how tasks are accomplished. While part-time work remains the most common flexible arrangement, numerous other options exist: job sharing, compressed hours, 9-day fortnights, annualized hours, term time working, flexi time, staggered hours, self-rostering, career breaks, and phased retirement. Some organizations also offer flexibility through benefits, like purchasing additional leave or taking unplanned duvet days. Flexibility offers compelling business advantages beyond employee convenience. For talent acquisition, it's a crucial differentiator. 88% of women and 81% of men prioritize work-family balance in job searches, with 80% rejecting offers lacking flexible options. In today's market, flexibility is a cost-effective perk that ranks among candidates' top priorities. Retention improves significantly with flexible options. 1/3 of millennial fathers have switched jobs for flexibility, while another 1/3 consider it. BT's homeworking options yielded a 97% maternity return rate. Without flexibility, companies risk losing valuable talent and face high recruitment costs. Performance data makes a strong case. 85% of business leaders globally report increased productivity from flexible working. A working family study found positive correlations between flexibility and performance, with minimal negative impacts. Part-time workers frequently outperform full-time staff. The financial benefits are substantial. Flexible working reduces absenteeism, stress-related issues, turnover costs, and office space requirements, with 65% of businesses reporting reduced expenses. Environmental impact is significant. BT's flexible initiatives alone saved 12 million liters of fuel and cut CO2 emissions by 97,000 tons annually. Flexible working has become a fundamental component of the evolving workplace landscape, driven by several major trends. Demographic shifts are creating unprecedented generational diversity, with people living and working longer. 1 in 3 UK babies are expected to reach 100 years old. This longevity means employees may seek flexible alternatives to traditional retirement. The desire for flexibility spans generations, with 92% of 18-34-year-olds, 88% of 35-54-year-olds, and 72% of those 55-plus wanting flexible arrangements. Technology enables flexible working through Wi-Fi, cloud computing, and mobile devices. While numerous tools support remote collaboration, many organizations still haven't fully reimagined their work methods to leverage these capabilities. Globalization has eliminated traditional barriers to international business. For global organizations with distributed teams serving virtual markets, flexible working is now essential. Companies like Automattic, WordPress's parent company, exemplify this shift, operating without offices, allowing employees to work from anywhere, and relying entirely on technology for team communication across time zones. Flexible working promotes equality, diversity, and inclusion by making work accessible to those who can't engage in traditional office-based roles. While equality prevents discrimination and diversity acknowledges differences, inclusion creates environments where differences enhance decision-making. Flexibility particularly advances gender equality. The gender pay gap grows after parenthood, with part-time work often called career death. Quality flexible roles at senior levels can help close this gap. When men and women are equally likely to work flexibly, gender discrimination decreases. For disabled workers, who face an employment gap of nearly 30 percentage points compared to non-disabled people, flexible arrangements serve as a crucial workplace adjustment. Similarly, flexibility supports carers, who make up 1 in 7 workers. With 600 people daily leaving jobs to provide care and an aging population, accommodating unpredictable caring needs becomes increasingly important. Employee well-being has become critical as organizations face rising mental health absences. While flexible working can enhance well-being, its impact varies significantly across individuals and arrangements. Commuting is a major challenge. 2 in 5 workers call it the worst part of their day. Research shows longer commutes negatively affect all well-being measures: life satisfaction, sense of purpose, happiness, and anxiety levels. Flexible work can reduce this stress by eliminating or shifting travel times. Work-life balance often improves with flexibility. CIPD research found 65% of flexible workers were satisfied with their work-life balance versus 47% of non-flexible workers. However, outcomes depend heavily on individual circumstances. Yet, flexible working isn't a guaranteed well-being boost. Home working can increase work intensity, blur work-life boundaries, and reduce social connections. Studies show 41% of remote workers report high stress compared to 25% of office workers. Both remote and reduced hours workers may overcompensate by working harder or longer to prove their value. Organizations need practical tools to implement flexible working beyond mere legal compliance. Success requires comprehensive approaches that create truly flexible cultures. Policy development starts with analyzing current flexibility patterns. Strong policies should demonstrate organizational support, allow immediate flexibility requests, offer quick response times, use simple forms, and include appeals processes. Trial periods let both parties evaluate arrangements before permanent adoption. Clear communication is vital across all channels, from handbooks to recruitment materials. Launch activities should include leadership messaging, dedicated events, and online resources. Flexible working champions can raise awareness and provide role models. Manager training remains crucial for implementation. Training must cover legal requirements, organizational policies, role assessment, various flexibility options, and evidence-based approaches to common challenges. The time has come for a fundamental transformation in how we think about work. The evidence overwhelmingly demonstrates that flexible working delivers tangible benefits across multiple stakeholders, from improved work-life balance for employees to enhanced productivity for organizations and reduced environmental impact for society. The COVID-19 pandemic has served as an unprecedented global experiment in remote work, with early research showing 65 to 70% of workers wanting to maintain increased work location flexibility post-pandemic. Organizations that can't or won't meet this growing demand risk losing talent. Surveys indicate 30 to 40% of employees would consider changing jobs to gain more flexible arrangements. No business can afford to ignore these fundamental shifts in how work gets done. Smart organizations are already embracing flexibility's benefits through comprehensive programs that combine remote work, flexible hours, compressed work weeks, and job sharing. The evidence is clear, the digital tools are mature, and the technology infrastructure is robust. The flexible working revolution isn't just coming, it's already here. The question isn't whether to embrace flexibility, but how quickly you'll adapt to this new reality. Will you lead this transformation or be left behind?